Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
On an MLB opening day. I'm excited, but I know somebody who's even more excited than me, and that is my partner, yes, Kid Dynamite. Let me hear that again, Alex. That's right, Rob Parker. I'm happy for you, man, because I know you're excited.
You already know it was a whole pack of cigarettes, baby oil. What a day it's been. I've been watching baseball since 10 a.m. here in Los Angeles, Chris, and enjoying it. It's great to be have baseball back on the tube, and I got the Dodgers and Rockies on right now. Rockies running away with a little bit.
Dodgers in a little trouble, yes.
Yeah, they are. And Yankees lost their opener in the Bronx, and we're just getting back to seeing fans in the stands, Chris. That's what I like the most. You know, it's not – most places aren't full or anything like that, but it is good to see people in the stands and not crowds. And you're right. In Denver, it looks like a lot of people.
I'm
looking at the crowd. You're right. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, I don't get it. Now, behind home plate, it's sparse. You're a little spread out.
But if you
but
look
then
to
in
the
left
right,
field, it's like jam-packed.
Oh, yeah.
And even other parts of the park, it's like they're not social distancing.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. My buddy Rod, who lives in Denver, said to me, that he was thinking of buying a ticket today, but, you know, with the big numbers, he just wasn't sure yet. You know what I mean? He was like, I want to go. He's a baseball fan. But then looking at that crowd, I don't know if I would be in that crowd today, Chris. And I love baseball. You know, I love to be at the park, but it might be a little bit too much too fast.
Yeah, like I'm not going to movies. Although right, I don't even think they're open here in Jersey. They're open out there, right?
Yeah, they're open in certain places, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be judicious before I start going to a lot of places. And I'm not even one that's
you're not paranoid
that cautious
or anything, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I wanna say this. I did get an email about them scheduling my shot. So I'm waiting now. You know, at least I know I'm okay. On a list.
Yep.
And it's coming.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, at the bottom of the hour, a baseball legend, friend of both Rob's and mine, Daryl Strawberry. Doesn't get any better than that.
Nah.
Four-time World Series champion, eight-time All-Star.
And Chris, when he was swinging that big bat with the Mets and the Yankees, he was a stud.
Now, he was on pace to be an all-time great.
Yep.
No question about it. No question about it. All right, let me introduce the iCouple crew. We've got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a TV theme song Thursday. He is gracing us with his presence. He'll be out next week. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that, CB.
Are you
out next week? No,
well,
not.
Guys, you know, management called and said, Alex, we need you on TV. And I said, guys, I'm there.
Oh, look at that. We don't even rate anymore.
We made him. We made him with Teichert's Tower of Trivia, and this is what we get.
I don't think Colin's ready for Teichert's Tower.
Un-freaking-believable. Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, we got super producer Rob G on the running things, I should say. And then David Gascon II. Gascon, I know. I owe you a call. All right. I owe him a call.
Can I say this real quick? Mr. Gascon made his debut on my podcast, Inside the Parker. He does like a betting baseball.
Why would you have Gascon on there?
Gascon's
doing that. Does he know what
he's
talking about?
Yeah, he knows baseball, so he's doing that. And then, of course, today, Chris, was the big day of the MLBBro.com, which debuted. And I got to say, we went off without a hitch. I was very proud of it. The presentation, you know, there weren't mistakes. It looked really good. We got a lot of good feedback. And I want to thank my guys who are running the place, J.R. Gamble and Mark Gray. Those are my managing editor, assistant managing editor, respectively.
That's good, man. I'm happy for you, and congratulations. That's a big achievement. So I hope it continues to
yes.
go well.
Thank
All
you.
Right, let's get into it, Rob. So I haven't watched a ton of games. I had the Dodgers on. I saw some of the Yankees games.
Right.
But this has been – has something stood out to you? You talked about the Yankees, the way they lost. This is the new baseball, Rob Parker. 10th inning, and they put a runner on second, and the Yankees went down because of it. That,
right.
that was your worst fear.
No, and you know what? I need to find out, Chris. I'm looking real quick. The Phillies won today over the Braves 3-2 in 10 innings, and I wonder if that's how the game ended. And that one as well. You know what I mean? Because both games ended in the 10th inning. So I'm wondering if the man was put on second base because both scores are the same, 3-2.
Right, right.
So,
right.
I mean, this is the new baseball, and I'm not digging it. I just – if all the games, Chris, are going to end in the 10th inning, 3-2 or whatever, you know, a one-run game because you're putting the go-ahead run on second base, I just don't like it. You don't need a hit to win. I can bunt the guy to third base, man on third,
sacrifice
one out.
Sacrifice flies.
Sacrifice fly, wild pitch, an error by somebody.
Yep.
Chris,
yep.
And the game's over.
Yep.
Is that exciting to you?
No. I mean, look, I get the idea of, you know, we don't want these regular season games going all night too long, but when you put a guy on second, no outs, I mean, you like you said, you don't have to do much. To get to score. So, it's gimmicky. I think they'll, you know, it's just for this year, right? At least for sure.
Right, right.
So, they'll see what it looks like.
You know, they
did
pull the DH back from, you remember we thought we were going to have a universal DH because everybody believes eventually, Chris, that the National League is going to have a DH. But they, for whatever reason, the players didn't vote for it this year.
I would like to see a universal DH. Man.
That's what I really thought was coming, but this year, no DH. So not in the National League, I mean, unless, you know, there's an interleague play. But I don't know.
You're against the universal DH.
Yeah, I like that there's two leagues and that they're separate. The baseball was originally, you know, invented without a DH, Chris. It moves the game. Their strategy.
Basketball was invented without a 3-point line.
Yeah, I get it.
And blacks. How much better is it now?
I guess you can make some changes that are good. I think change is good. I didn't think about it that way.
I would like to see the universal DH. I get all the, you know, the strategy of the National League and all that.
Because otherwise,
you know,
it feels like softball to me, Chris. Do you know, like, everybody just grab a bat, get up to the plate.
That's an overstatement. You know that. Softball. I mean, come on. But the pitchers essentially, I know you got a Madison Bumgarner knows right. occasionally who can hit decently. It's essentially an easy out, though. So that's what I don't like about it, is this is basically a free out when you're facing that ninth, that pitcher. So, but we'll see. They aren't doing it this year. All right, Rob, let's get into our picks. And last year, I believe I had in the preseason, Dodgers over the Rays.
Did you? I don't remember you picking that. You picked the Rays
last year?
That's
exactly what I picked. Yep, exactly.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember that.
I think I may have had the Dodgers-Yankees.
You probably had.
I was going to say, I thought I had Dodgers-Yankees. And all right, let's get to it, Rob G. Get us going.
Yeah, I wish we had cool imaging, but we just did this right before the show, so we don't have any of that stuff. I'm just going to introduce it, and you guys let me know what you like. First award we'll be picking, two awards and the World Series way too early, your NL Cy Young Award winner, Rob Parker.
Man. I'm going to go. I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to go with back-to-back. Trevor Bauer again, this time with the Dodgers. He won the Cy Young with the Reds, and now he goes to L.A., his hometown team. He grew up in Hollywood. And Chris, the lineup that the Dodgers have. Remember, he was in Cincinnati and was unbelievable. I'm going to go with Trevor Bauer in a full season. He comes full circle, and he becomes a back-to-back National League MVP.
I think when you hear mine, you're going to say, you know what? I should have went with that. Jacob DeGrom. Huh?
Wow. It's hard to argue with that. I mean, right. He's been unbelievable.
Well, and we know, look, they're going to have better hitting, right? And so, I mean, look, I know it doesn't come down to just wins and losses anymore, but I think he could have a gaudy record. We know, I assume he's going to be himself. And that dude is awesome, man. That dude is awesome. He's going to have more bats behind him. So I am definitely going with Jacob DeGrom.
Surprised none of you guys went with Clayton Kershaw after he got lit up today on opening day. That would have been a bold strategy.
Why are you dissing Kersh?
He got lit up.
Kersh has done everything he needs to do. He did it last season. Rob, leave him alone.
He got it, Rob. He finally got off. He got the monkey off his back. Yes. He did get there.
And then the monkey attacked him, and he got lit up here in the opening day.
I don't mind him. I'd rather him get lit up in the regular season than in the postseason.
Just enjoy the joke, Chris. Here we go. Moving over to the AL. Chris, we'll start with you. Who you like, AL Cy Young?
Where's my AL pick? I'm going to go with Garrett Cole. I'm expecting a big season from him. Garrett Cole, yes. I'm expecting a big season for the Yanks in general, as you'll see.
Even though they got off to a lame start with a 3-2 loss in 10 innings. That's a good pick there, Chris. I like that. Because he was good last year, not as great. He's never won a Cy Young. He's like the best pitcher.
Right.
He's never won one. Yep. I'm going to copy you. Garrett Cole is due. He's had good stuff. Even today, he actually was pitching well, gave up the game-tying home run in the sixth inning. It was 2-2 when he came out, but he pitched well, had 8 strikeouts. He's really good. He's never won a Cy Young. He's the best pitcher who's never won one. He's due to win one, and I agree with you. I'm going to go with Gerrit Cole in the AL.
All right, moving over to the MVP, the big award. Moving on to the NL, Rob Parker. Who do you like, NL MVP?
I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm going there. I think they're going to win the NL West. I think they're going to be better than the Dodgers this year. The Dodgers are going to be great, but I think they'll be better. I love all the pitching they added. And now Tatis, he's got a big contract, $300 million guaranteed. All he has to do is go out and play ball. I love Tatis and what he did last year, Chris. I know he didn't finish as strong as he started, but I think he can just play ball now.
That's a good one. There's no doubt about it. It's hard to argue with that. I'm going to go. I think you're going to like this pick, though. Juan Soto.
From the Nationals.
Yes. He is, you know, obviously did his thing in the playoffs a couple years ago. But I think because he's not as flashy as Tatis Jr., he gets a little overlooked at times. But that dude is great. And I think he's going to hit for average, and we know he hits for power too. So that's what I like that I think he's going to give me. I thought about going with Tim Anderson in the AL, but I'm not going to go with him because I don't think he's going to have the power. So that's my AL, but NL, I'm going with Juan Soto. So I'm not going
to
go with Anderson.
We're moving on quickly to the AL MVP, also known as the Mike Trout Invitational.
Yes.
No.
Chris Broussard, I don't think you're picking Mike Trout. Who do you got?
I am not. And like I said, I wanted to go with Anderson. But like I said, I don't think he's going to have the power. I'm going with power. Aaron Judge.
Wow, yes,
I'm
finally,
obviously,
huh?
Rob, I'm thinking he's going to be healthy.
Well, they made it through spring training. They did. So.
Right.
All right.
Rob Parker.
That's a good one. I know this is a cop-out. I want to take Tim Anderson, too, but I think guys will hit way more bombs, and I think that'll hurt him, Chris, even though he led the league a year ago, last year, not this past year, right, at the batting title.
Right.
I'm going to go with Mike Trout. I think he's another one. They're going to finally stay. Same thing. They've been bitten. I think they have to have a good year, the Angels. They've struggled, and maybe this will just be the year that things click in and he can just play and worry about stuff. It would be, because he's a really great player.
I'd like to see Ohtani do something, too.
Yeah, we'll get to Mike Trout later in the show. That's called a tease in this business. But last one, the big prediction, MLB opening day, baseball predictions from the iCouple, your World Series picks. Got to make it day one. Chris Broussard, who you picking?
I was a year early. I'm sticking with what I did last year. I'm going Dodgers over Yankees. I think they're the best team in baseball.
I almost went with
Mookie. Yeah, I almost went with Mookie Betts for the MVP, but obviously I didn't. I went with Soto. But I think the Dodgers, Yankees in an historic World Series. But I think the Dodgers get them and win back-to-back. After all those years of pain, I think they're going to be rewarded again.
I'm going to have a sexier World Series than that, because you called it historic, because that is historic, Chris. But I'm going to go with sexier World Series. The San Diego Padres! You heard that, Rob G? I know. I know Dodger fans aren't happy. I'm going to pick the upstart Padres. Tatis, Machado, they got Blake Snell. Snell, remember I told you this. Snell will beat the Dodgers in the deciding game when those two play for the National League, all right? Remember that. Snell will beat the Dodgers, and that'll be the difference. I have the Yankees finally, first time since 2009, Yankees over the upstart Padres in the World Series. So I can't wait. To me, those will wind up being the two best teams.
And all of this will be saved as a microwave take so we can see how wrong you both were in October.
That's right, when the Colorado Rockies win the World Series.
Right. Rob has the Padres against the Yankees. I've got the Yankees over against the Dodgers. Dodgers winning. We'll take your World Series predictions next. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's a TV theme song Thursday. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Daryl Strawberry in about 6 minutes. But before we get to him, we will take your World Series predictions. Rob's got Yankees over Padres. I've got Dodgers over Yankees. What say you, 877-99 on Fox?
All right, let's kick it off. And good start, Alex, to a TV theme song Thursday.
Why, we haven't heard you, Rob. This
in a while. Very good. All right, let's kick it off with Scott in Old Canada. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And the Blue Jays are 1-0. What you got, Scott?
What up, Chris? What up, Rob?
What's up?
Definitely. So I got the Jays losing to the Cards. I'm a Cards fan, so I like what they did with getting Arenado this year.
That's
going to be
a
tough
pickup.
It's going to be tough with, you know, the Dodgers. Obviously, they're the favorite, but I like the Cards. That's my team. And then I'm going to be a homer and take the Jays in an upset. A sexy
Jays,
pick, you know what I mean?
The Jays have a lot of good young players.
Jays are
going to
be good.
They got a lot of pieces.
And they do.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
I just want to say thanks, guys. Happy Easter. And, go Cards.
That's right. And make sure you check out the podcast. Inside the Parker drops every Thursday during baseball season. So please do that. And we did have, if you missed it, I forgot his first name. I don't know. Daniel Day Ponley. What is it?
Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon?
Yes, thank you.
Really?
He had a great story. He wrote a book, Chris. He got hit in the head with a line drive and then wound up making it all the way back, making it to the Cardinals. So Daniel tells his story and about his book on the podcast. So please, if you haven't heard it, check it out. All right, Chad in Fort Worth, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Thursday to y'all. Great show as always.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I got my matchup like Chris Broussard's because I'm a member of Broussard's Brigade. I'm going to go with them damn Yankees to beat the Dodgers. And Rob Parker, sorry about that, Chris, but I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with the Bombers. And Rob Parker, your website, I'm looking forward to it. And you ever heard of an old baseball player by the name of Walt No Neck Williams?
Walt No Neck, vaguely. I can't say. That No Neck nickname I do remember hearing, No Neck.
Okay. He was African-American, played in the leagues for a long time, way before I was born, but he was from my hometown, and there's a couple other players from small central Texas town. So, but I'm looking forward to your website. You're great at what you do, and I'm a Texan, but I'm going to pick them Yankees to win it all.
All right. We appreciate that. This guy not being a homer, he didn't pick the Rangers. He lives in Fort Worth, Chris, Chad. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
How about Wayne in Richmond, Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Oh, man, now I sound like a homer.
No, it's a, what? No, but wait a minute. You're from Richmond. How are you a homer? What team is your team? The Nationals?
So long story about me, like I grew up in the DMV area. So the Nationals.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. The Nationals are good, though. Chris likes the Nationals.
Right. I love Soto.
So this is going to blow everybody's mind, right? So thank you for saying Juan Soto. When you said that, I almost screamed in my car. I was like, come on. So not only that, but he's going to help lead his team to his second championship over the Yankees.
So you got Nationals, Yankees.
That, Rob, if he led them, that would be huge.
That would be.
It's the pitching staff for me, though, right?
Right.
We got Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin. Lester's a little old, but come on, join the band. Right?
No, I'm with you. When you go into a series and you got those three at the top of your rotation, you got a shot. You know what? And you do if you get in the postseason. Those guys are that good, no doubt.
Rob, I have a story for your MLB.com. MLBBro.com.
All right.
Do a feature on Moses Fleetwood Walker.
Okay, I know
first,
that name.
First black player in Major League Baseball, went to my alma mater, Oberlin College.
Did he really?
Yes. And he died in 1924. So obviously, I mean, he played in the 1800s.
In the 1800s, right.
In baseball,
I know there were black players, a few of them, before they got into the league that we consider now. You know what I mean? That's
right.
Why Jackie Robinson, there was a different baseball federation, Chris. There were some other leagues that were professional. Guys got paid. But no, I know there were some black players before that. Definitely.
Yep. So 1884, Toledo Blue Stockings. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Daryl Strawberry coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to welcome in a four-time World Series champion, 8-time Major League Baseball All-Star,
friend of both Rob's and mine, Daryl Strawberry. Daryl, what's up, brother?
What's up, Chris and Rob? Good to be with you guys. How you guys doing out there on the left coast?
All good. Hey, let me say,
man,
I've always said this, and I've mentioned this about Daryl all the time. My first interview ever of a pro athlete was Daryl Strawberry's rookie year in 1983 in the dugout at Shea Stadium. He had just come up. You remember that, Daryl? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Was he shaking? Was he shaking?
I was shaking,
Daryl,
like a leaf. You know that.
Well, yeah, you can't never forget those days. You know, back in those times, and seeing Rob around the ballpark, and you know, just he was like the coolest guy. I mean, I always look forward to talking to him. You know, because he was sort of kind of on the outside of everybody else. You know, he didn't fit in and everything. And you know, we just used to have great conversations, and we became good friends. You know, with me, he kept becoming good friends with me and Eric Davis. You know,
yes.
So we have some remarkable memories of Rob being around the ballpark. It was just great to see that, because at this time, you don't realize you don't see a lot of color reporters.
No.
Back in those days, you didn't see a lot then. Yeah, and it was really hard. You know, it was really hard a lot of times, you know, that you always had to deal with, you know, one particular color of writers. And you had a, you know, real tough time of trusting a lot of people.
Yep.
No doubt.
Daryl, how much are you – how close to the game are you now, whether it's the majors or even at lower levels? Are you very, you know, involved or not really?
Not really. You know, I rarely see a game – you know, I like the idea of thinking more, and I talked to Rob about this a lot. I got away from the game because I didn't see enough African Americans in the game. You know, in the times that we were playing, it was a lot of black players who played the game, and you know, I think it's kind of watered down from that. You know, of African Americans playing the game, and you know, when you think about Jackie Robinson, you think about him. The only reason I had a uniform on was because of Jackie Robinson and all that he had to go through. You know, and he opened the door and paved the way for most of us to be able to have an opportunity to play. And when you don't see that anymore, it just kind of remove yourself from the fact of what the game is really all about.
Daryl, you were the first player ever to play for all four original New York teams. Did you know that? Your trivia question. Because you played the Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants, which were all New York teams. What's your favorite moment in your career? Was there one moment that – obviously you won the World Series in 86 with the Mets. You won a few World Series. Three with the Yankees. You had a, you know, resurgence after your career had tumbled, you know, and you came back. Which moment for you do you cherish the most in baseball?
That's a good question, because I have a lot of great moments in baseball and a lot of history of playing in New York City. And I think the moment I think about more than anything was the night that we clinched at home in 1986. You know, we had such a phenomenal year that year. We just kind of ran away. We came into spring training, and our manager, Davey Johnson, said, "We're going to win it all." We just kind of looked around at each other and said, "We're going to win it all." And we went out there, and we just ran through the division, and, you know, wasn't even close. And when we got a chance to come to clinching, you know, which was really hard because, you know, we traveled a couple of times, we lost, and we didn't. And we come back home, and we're playing the Cubs, and Doc Gooden's on the mound, and we clinched that division. And I had watched baseball for so long. When you clinch a division, the fans used to be able to run on the field. And that's what happened to us. That's what happened to us that night. I couldn't even run towards the mound. I had to run out of the bullpen because the fans hit the field so fast. And it was just a night of great celebration in Queens. And I'll never forget that moment. Yeah, we go on to win the championship, and I've been able to do that a couple times. But I had dreamed of that so much, of watching that on television and seeing that. And there it was. I'm standing in a bullpen down there looking at it. A dream has really come true. I've been able to see this, you know, on television when other teams have won. And now here it is. I'm living it myself.
Daryl, you played at a time when batting average was important, strikeouts were frowned upon.
Yes.
And now, you know, strikeouts, they don't really care. It's swing for the fences. Batting average doesn't matter to some people because of analytics. It's all about home runs, and if you strike out, so be it. What do you think it would be like for you, who was a big home run hitter, playing in this era? Is it something you'd prefer, or would you rather have done it at the time you played when it was a different perspective?
I'd rather have done it at the time when I did get a chance to do it, because I actually never tried to hit a home run. I just know I just needed to hit the ball hard. And I think it's overrated with the fact of, you know, guys swinging for the fence, or strikeouts are, you know, so high. You know, you got guys that are not hitting 39 home runs and 30 home runs consistent and striking out more than they can ever imagine. And that tells me right there, you're fundamentally not sound. You don't know how to put the ball in play, and you don't know how to drive runs in. The Dodgers could have won a couple more World Series if they could have got runners over and moved guys in.
Yep.
You know, they would have easily won it. It was simple. They couldn't fundamentally bunt a guy and move him over. They do a shift. You couldn't get the ball, hit the ball the other way to drive it around. See, baseball has gotten away from that, and they, you know, I think a lot of them have gotten caught up into everybody's going to hit home runs. Everybody's not going to hit home runs. Some guy's going to hit 10. Some guy's going to hit 15, and you're going to have the elite home run hitters who don't try to hit home runs and hit the ball hard. They're going to hit 30, 35 plus. That's just the way the game is. And I think when you look at some of the guys today with the upper swings, it's eventually going to catch up to you, because you're not going to hit 50 every year. And you just might as well get that out of your head, because pitchers are going to pitch you different. It's going to be a different way you have to approach the game. And I think when you understand about winning, if you can move runners over and runners in, you win ball games.
Straw, you've had a remarkable turnaround in your life. You're a man of God. You preach. You travel the country and speak to people and help them and spread God's word. You do great work. But in your baseball career, obviously you had to battle drugs and alcohol. You had all kinds of other issues which stopped you from, I believe, and Chris, I think he believes it too, you would have been a Hall of Famer with the start of your career and how well you played. Do you think about that at all? Like there was a chance of you being that, and you got derailed, and do you remember, like, or do you have you pushed that out of your mind and just kind of gone forward, or do you ever think about that?
No, I never think about it. You know, I have a real exciting life, and I get to do some really exciting things and really preach in a lot of exciting places. But as far as my baseball career, I'm glad that the things that happened to me, because I was really broken throughout my whole career. I just put the uniform really covered up the pain of who I was and the broken pieces of my life, you know, from my father being an alcoholic and beating the crap out of me and telling me I never would amount to anything. Then I go on to be successful and play Major League Baseball, and I always said my pain led me to my greatness, but my greatness would eventually lead me to my destructive behavior. And I'm glad my destructive behavior played out publicly, because I was able to, you know, fall down in a pit, and then God would pull me out of a pit and put me in a pulpit, which I wasn't qualified to do. Had I not went through those things in baseball, I probably would have made me another $50, $60 million playing baseball, but I wouldn't have never met Jesus. And, you know, I'm just thankful for every trial and tribulation that I have had in life, and it has made me always want to go back and help somebody else and try to share my story with somebody else, that doesn't matter how far you go down, at the end of the day, man don't have the last say over your life. God has the last say over your life. And I'm a prime example. And Chris is too. You know, he's a brother of faith. He knows what I'm talking about. You're a prime example of what, you know, who we are and not what we do. I think at the end of the day, God's going to look at us as a man. When you had the opportunity, did you stand up to be the man I called you to be?
Well, Rob, Daryl spoke at one of our King events, and he is as good of a speaker and preacher.
I know.
As he was baseball player, so I can vouch for that. He did a fantastic job.
Well, I don't know about all that, Chris. I don't know.
Hey, but it is great. And Daryl, for people don't know, when you get to know people and you start out, and I'm saying this, you start out as a professional relationship with people, and then you meet people in life that you just have a connection with. And you see what they go through, and you see how they bounce back. And I'll tell you, it's inspiring. It really is to me, Daryl, knowing you from your rookie year and all these years now, and to see you bounce back and to see you do the work you're doing. So I appreciate you as a friend, my man. I just
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rob. That means a lot, you know, because I remember back in the days when you was wearing the members only jacket. I think that's what it was.
You're my boy, though.
Yeah, and see, when I see you sometime playing your softball, then you hit it and run it. I like, look at it. There you go, Tom. That's a double down the line.
I ain't got your swing, but hey, I'm swinging that back.
But the memories are real. You know, the memories are real with people like you, you know, that came into my life when I was young and everything. And we stayed connected as friends and everything. And that really means a lot to me. You know, like I said, you never get a chance and opportunity. You meet a lot of people in this lifetime, especially in professional sports. But, you know, when you meet real people, it's really cool to be able to have those relationships and stay connected. And also with you, Chris, too, you know, meeting you and you know, both of you guys are good brothers, man. And you guys do great work, man. And I follow you. I'm just so proud of, you know, all that you do and keep doing it, man.
Thanks, Straw.
Well, thanks, man. For real. We appreciate it. And we appreciate your time here tonight, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing the Lord's work.
I will. You too. You guys too, man. Take care.
All right, brother. Peace. That's the great Daryl Strawberry, Rob. Well, he was one of the greatest. 8 straight All-Star games.
Man, I mean, you know that with that left-handed swing, Chris. Beautiful swing.
Yeah.
Beautiful
he definitely would have been a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
There's no doubt. He was definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. All right, more of the iCouple coming your way here on MLB opening day. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All nice. Right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a TV theme song Thursday. I know you want to say something about this.
Not a Munsters.
This is a dope theme song, though. I gotta admit, I like it. All right, let's go to the NBA, Rob, and LaMarcus Aldridge making his Nets debut tonight against Charlotte. He started at center. They just started the game. It took him 20 seconds to equal Andre Drummond's debut with the Lakers last night as far as rebounding. He had the first rebound of the game, which equaled what Andre Drummond did last night for the Lakers. Rob G had the nerve, Rob, to try to tell us Drummond looked great. Unbelievable homerism in the pre-show meeting, Rob. I couldn't believe that.
Nope, he was all in. You know, it sounded like he sounded like Shannon Sharp a little bit, didn't he?
I'm sorry. Yeah, saying he was better than Rasheed Wallace.
I'm not going to let Shannon get away with that one, Chris. I can't.
I almost dropped my drink, you know, soda or whatever I was
drinking.
Am
I right?
And I heard him say that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, no.
And Shannon knows basketball. So that
I know he
like,
does. That's
minute.
What was what? So shocking. That was what
yeah,
was so shocking.
Like, please. But anyway, yeah. So Aldridge playing at center for the Nets, I think that's big for them because they can theoretically go small. I mean, he's 6'11", but you can play him at center in what people would think of as a small lineup because he can stretch the floor and shoot the three. And then he can defend the interior. And
he's a good
pickup
for them.
I think that's big. Oh, yeah. Because you're not looking for him to be, you know, the Portland Aldridge and give you 20 and 10.
You're just looking for him
to be a good, solid player, you know. And I actually think he and Blake, looking at the comments they've made, they look happy on the floor. And I know Aldridge just got out there, but I'm thinking more so Blake. I think they will. They're ready to buy in. They're just thinking championship, man. And who knows, Rob, they may be at least for a year. They may embrace the not having the pressure carrying a team.
You took the words out of my mouth. You don't even know that they're probably feeling relieved.
Yep.
A lot of you know what? When you're the main guy, like everybody wants to be that guy, you feel that pressure. Now they could just step back, Chris, play basketball, play their 18 minutes or what, 15 minutes. And that's it. It ain't on them whether they win or lose. You know that. It ain't.
And especially when you're the man and people are looking at you to lead that team to a championship, and you're really good. Like, you're a perennial all-star, but you ain't that guy. You know, you're not LeBron. You're not Kawhi or, you know what I mean? Like, you're really good, but you may know inside, I can't lead us to a championship. You know what I mean? And so now you may embrace just being able to play the game and not having that pressure on you. So I ain't mad at them.
No.
They're up 11-4 on Charlotte. And Charlotte's actually having a good year.
You know, what's funny is after LaMelo got hurt, they haven't fallen off the map, have they?
No, they're playing well. They got some things cooking. I mean, obviously they need more to really go to the next level.
Right.
But this is good for them. And if LaMelo keeps developing and really becomes a legit star, that's going to be big for them. But did you see any of Drummond last night?
Just a toe full. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a little bit.
he was two for six with one rebound, 4 points before he went out with the toe bruise. But and look, I'm not going to make too much out of one game, but it's going to be – we talk about pressure, Rob, and obviously LeBron and AD are going to carry the team. But with Jeannie Buss putting him up in pictures beside Kareem, you know, like there's pressure. Like people – they're kind of building up his arrival in L.A. to such an extent that there could be pressure on him.
I didn't understand that. Why are they doing that? That makes no sense to put that kind of pressure on that kid.
I agree. I have no idea. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.